Michigan Network News, 2-minute version, Wednesday, October 6th, 2004. 3, 2, 1. I'm Greg Yoder with Michigan Network News. While Hurricane Jean has now been a memory, the people of Haiti can't forget the devastation. The rains flooded the city of Gonaives, leaving 300,000 people homeless. Compassion International's Wes Stafford says 8 of their projects with about 2,000 children were affected. Stafford says financial support is an enabling gift for them.
There's no more powerful way to present the gospel than to match up words and deeds. What Compassion has been doing is equipping little churches to live out their faith in loving ways in the community, which gives them the credibility to speak their faith.
Next, sometimes church leaders need to take a step back, take a deep breath, and renew vision. To help sharpen that vision into a clear missions focus, the Association of Baptists for World Evangelism is holding a pastor's consultation. ABWE's E.C. Haskell coordinates the event. He describes the goal of the meetings as one of cultivation.
What we hope they go away with is a new vision, more information on how to draw their church and the people of their church into this matter of world evangelism.
The consultation runs through the end of this week, but another one scheduled for March. And finally, Ramabai Mukti Mission is asking people to pray for 3 projects that are currently underway in India. Their water tower project is about 80% done, but 2 children's homes are less than 50% complete. Mukti is asking people to pray for good workmanship and that God's name will be glorified by the witness of the workers. Pray too that God will bring in the funding needed to complete the project that will help Mukti reach out to young people with the hope of Christ. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a copy of the book, The Jungle Pilot, for Mission Aviation Fellowship, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It's the gripping story of the life and witness of Nate Saint, martyred missionary pilot to Ecuador. You can also request a copy at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.